IRCC Web Form. IRCC Web Form is a tool for applicants and representatives to contact immigration, refugees, and Citizenship Canada about their applications. It allows them to submit new documents supporting their application, change, add representatives, and get a status update on their case. To use IRCC Web Form, an applicant or representative must have their client ID number, UCI, and their case, application, number. The process of submitting an immigration application can be overwhelming, and it is common for mistakes to occur. Oftentimes, these mistakes are unintentional and a result of stress or anxiety. However, sometimes they can be serious and have significant consequences for your case. IRCC Web Form is an online tool that allows you to make inquiries and submit additional documents to Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada, IRCC. It replaces the former CIC online tools CPS and FOSS. It also allows you to request the return of your identity documents seized as part of your case file. The IRCC Web Form can be used for all types of visa and citizenship applications. It can be submitted by an individual or their representative. It is available at all IRCC offices, including embassies, visa offices, VO, outside of Canada that process study, visit, work, and permanent residence applications. It is important to note that a web form can only be submitted once your application has been opened by IRCC and you have received an acknowledgement of receipt, AOR. This document may take several months to receive for applications such as spousal sponsorships or temporary foreign worker programs. In general, IRCC only processes applications that meet strict criteria, such as being a close family member and having a good connection to a Canadian. They will not give anyone special treatment or speed up the process. In fact, trying to pay a little extra for faster service will result in your PR application being refused, and you may be blacklisted. How to use IRCC Web Form? The IRCC Web Form is a way for applicants to submit information or ask questions about their immigration files. Typically, this form is used by people who have already been sent a letter of inquiry from an immigration officer, but it can also be used by anyone who needs to contact IRCC for more information about their case. To use the IRCC Web Form, you must have a valid client ID number and case, application, number. You can find these numbers in your online profile. After submitting the web form, an immigration officer will review your request and send you a response through the outgoing correspondence section of the Global Case Management System, GCMS. Depending on the type of question you are asking, IRCC may require more documentation to process your request. Usually, a response will take up to 25 business days to complete. If you have questions about the status of your application, you can contact IRCC by phone or through their online chat service. However, getting through to an operator can be difficult if you are calling from outside Canada. The call center is usually very busy, and the wait time can be long. In some cases, you might even be disconnected without being able to speak with an operator. The Public Service Alliance of Canada is currently on strike, so IRCC is not processing any applications. This includes passports and visas issued outside of Canada. In addition, the IRCC website is down, and many services are not being offered. However, there are some ways to get a response from IRCC during the strike. One option is to file a judicial review, a legal action that challenges the IRCC's decision.